A number of years ago, I was in a physics class, and at the very beginning of the semester, the professor gets up in front of the class and says, he takes a 5-pound weight, he puts it in his arm, and he lifts it from rest position to its vertical position. And he asks the class, how much work are you doing when doing this action, when I do this? And everybody whips out their paper, and they're working on the angle and the weight and the gravity and the amount of force that is being applied by the arm and the biceps, and everybody submits their estimation and their calculation. And at the end, the professor turns to everybody and says, and I remember this very clearly, he said, the answer is that you're doing no work at all. I'm doing all the work. I'm holding the weight. And he explained that the only way that the class is going to work is if we complete the incredibly large amount of homework that he would assign every night. Now, what I took from that is a very important thing, and that is that it's wonderful. We go to many shiurim. We go to many inspiring drashos and shiurim from all around, online, in person. But tachlis, when it comes down to it, there needs to be something where we're actually, there's a work. There is an investment on a consistent basis. We're investing in ourselves and our personal portfolio of growth and learning Torah. What we're going to be doing now is, God willing, we're going to be starting now a new cycle. Just this Simchas Torah, we started a cycle of Mishneh Berurah Yomi, according to the calendar of the Torah V'Chesed in Chicago, which is the little luach, which can be attained on MishnehBerurahYomi.org. They can be sent to you free. And it's a 5-year cycle, the Amud Yomi cycle, which means we'll be doing one side of a page on a daily basis. And this really is actually just a product of my own personal learning. I have the opportunity of learning with a very close chavrusa, Ezra Goldschmidt, in Cincinnati, Ohio. We learn it together, and these recordings that we're going to be doing, that I'm going to be submitting on a daily basis, are really essentially just a product of my own investment, my own attempt to be able to keep up, because if one isn't constantly investing in learning, one's going backwards. The Mishneh Berurah, in his very introduction to the Mishneh Berurah, tells us the following. In the second page of his introduction, the Chofetz Chaim to his Mishneh Berurah says the following: "V'hinei af shelimud haTorah hu shekol ma she'adam loymed afilu b'kodesh v'taros hu mekayem mitzvos aseid Talmud Torah." Even though everything we learn, every letter of Torah, is certainly a mitzvos aseid, nonetheless, mikol makom ikar limud haAdam tzorich liyos b'limud haMevi lidei Ma'asa. The main part, what a person learns, needs to be that which brings them to the lidei Ma'asa, to action. By the way, parenthetically, of course, the Chofetz Chaim wrote a pirush on Zvachim and Menachos, and he felt that it was important, being a Kohen, to be prepared for the times when, in fact, that would be Halacha L'maisa, as a footnote to this statement. V'alken Omru HaChachomenu Zal, Oyev Hashem Shari Tzio Mikol Mishkan Os Yaakov, Oyev Hashem Shari Mamatzuyonim HaHalacha Yosim Mevote Knesses Obote Medrash Shebi Yaakov. Quoting the verse, the pasuk that Hashem loves the Shari Zion, the gates of Zion, more than the resting places or the tents of Yaakov, means to say, what's the Shari these gates, the Shari Mamatzuyonim HaHalacha, the gates which are delineated, distinguished by their halacha. And he goes on to say, "V'ayim b'yoredeya b'shach shom shehivi b'shem aprisha d'tzarek kol adam nilmod halachos b'chol yom kedei shalimod yivienu lidei ma'ase." That the shach says that a person should be learning on a daily basis halach in order that they will come to that action. You know, it's impossible for a person in a very short span of time to be able to know all the halach and know all the things they need to do. However, if there's a consistency in the investment, then there's no doubt that over time a person will accumulate the knowledge necessary to be able to incorporate into the behavior. The Mishneh Berurah says, in fact, that's very difficult on a number of levels. Level number one is that the reason why he feels that people have not been learning halacha before, when he wrote this sefer to the same degree in the Shulchan Aruch, is because, on the one hand, you need to really know the background. You need to know the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. The Torah is the predecessor of what the Shulchan Aruch is today. Rav Yaakov ben Asher wrote the Arba Torim, in which he divided all of halacha up into four sections: Arachayim, Yoredeh, Hashemishvat, Evin Ha'ezer, and in each section he took all the practical halacha and aligned all the opinions. Rav Yosef Karo wrote on that a commentary called the Beis Yosef, which explained where they all came from in the Torah, and the Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo, then wrote the Shulchan Aruch, which essentially worked within the same rubric as the Torah, and showed you which opinion to paskin like. And upon that, the Ramor, Rav Moshe Isserles, wrote the Haggos, and out came the Shulchan Aruch. However, if you're just reading the Shulchan Aruch without the background of the Torah and the Beis Yosef, it's very hard to understand what's going on, so people refrained from learning. At the same time, people also refrained from learning because after the Shulchan Aruch, there became the Nois HaKenim, there was the Shach and the Taz and the Mogen Avram, and the Levush and the Sma, and then later were the Ber Hetev and the Bir HaGro, and the Prima Godim and the Pri Chalosh, and numerous Achronim, and there's numerous opinions. It's very hard to learn and know what the bottom line is. So from a sense of context, in terms of where the Shulchan Aruch is coming from, and where it leads, La'alocha L'maisa, in terms of the details, people were confused. Therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim, I'm writing this book, the Mishnah Berurah, to be able to summarize a little bit of the background, and to collate, really, to put together all the what is Halacha L'maisa. And that's the attempt of what the Mishnah Berurah is meant to be, certainly on the first section of Shulchan Aruch, called Orach Chaim, which relates to more of the rituals, more of the day-to-day practice of life. So, God willing, we are about to invest in our personal portfolio of learning for the next 5 years in Amud Yomi in Mishnah Berurah, where we starting today with the first section, where we're going to move through the calendar of the Luach of Daf Yomi, Amud Yomi. We're going to be starting, God willing, the recordings are going to be posted online, usually by 8 o'clock a.m. every morning for that day. And once the weekend will be hopefully at some point on Sunday for the Shabbos and the Sunday as well, because the Amud Yomi cycle does not stop over weekends. And it is going to, what I'm going to try to do is to summarize, first of all, the dinim that we're going to be learning on the day. We're going to be learning it inside to see the words, and hopefully spend between 10 and 15 minutes on each Amud, trying to cover a little bit of not only just what it says, but also a little bit of background, a little bit of contemporary psak, depending on the issues and time dependent. Looking very much forward to joining with you and sharing with you. I'd like to thank my charusa, Rabbi Goldschmidt in Cincinnati, who I learned this with, and thank you for joining in as part of this incredible mission as you continue to be those people who are loimdei halacha b'chol yom. Have a wonderful day.